Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember the 1969 Stonewall riots. It's been 45 years since gay protesters clashed with police in New York City. The event is considered the beginning of the LGBT civil rights movement. It's an event that StoryCorps wants to commemorate. Now, StoryCorps is the group that records interviews between loved ones and archives them at the Library of Congress. Their new initiative called Out Loud records and amplifies the voices of the LGBTQ community, including members of the pre-Stonewall generation. That's people like 70-year-old Patty Woods, who recorded an interview in San Francisco with 22-year-old Cedar Lay. Patty Woods looked back to the 1970s when she met a woman who would become her life partner and leave a long-lasting mark on her life.
I was working in a restaurant, and she would come every day for lunch. I was like, oh my God, I want to know her. And I just insisted on finding ways to get together with her. And one night we went out to dinner and we came back to my house and we were having some cocktails. And I said, I just want to tell you something. After that, if you want to leave, I understand. I proceeded to tell her that I was lesbian and that I was interested in her and more than just a friend. There was music going on, and she stood up, and I thought, well, she's leaving. And she grabbed me, and she started to dance. And then we kissed. It was the most romantic time in my life. It was like something from a movie. And that was my first kiss. We had very strong feelings for each other, but both of us were closeted. I would introduce her as my best friend. When she got cancer, I said, I just wouldn't want to live if anything happened to her. I never felt that feeling about anybody. It was the most difficult time of my life. I took care of her, and people thought I was such a good friend. She wanted to tell her family, my family, but we both felt nobody would understand. If they accepted us as being close friends, and we could continue to spend the time together, we still were better off than threatening that private time. And when she eventually died, I had to pretend I was grieving my best friend, and I never really could openly let people know what a loss I had. She was more than my best friend. I feel she was my soulmate.
That's Patty Woods remembering her partner, who died in 1988. The interview is part of StoryCorps' Out Loud, recording the stories of the LGBTQ community. If there's someone you would like to interview or add your own story to the Library of Congress, visit StoryCorps.org. To hear more StoryCorps on their podcast, it's on iTunes and NPR.org.